Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning, and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. So, did you get a chance to sit in nature yesterday? Around here, it was pretty rainy, but I did go for a drive around town and just enjoyed the beautiful homes and landscaped lawns. Niagara-on-the-Lake is a gorgeous, gorgeous town. It was called by Winston Churchill himself one of the prettiest towns he'd ever seen. And it really is. It's absolutely beautiful. Historic, unique homes, just manicured, beautiful landscapes, lots of color. It's a very nice place to live. And I noticed that the trees around town are starting to turn a little bit. There's some red coming at the tops of them. With these chilly nights, the maples are starting to feel the effects of the approaching fall. It's hard to believe that by Halloween, many of the leaves will be on the ground, and that's like 5 weeks away. Yesterday, we talked about the healing effect that being in nature can have on us, going for a walk, sitting at the park, looking at the pond or lake or stream or someplace natural, just being in that setting. We tend to live very stressful lives. We're often busy from the time our feet hit the floor in the morning until very late at night. You know, when I lived in the city, I commuted across the top of Toronto every morning practically for a couple of years, and I do not miss that time of commuting. I found it exhausting to sit a lot of times bumper to bumper with other people who were just as tired and just as stressed and weren't going anywhere quickly, and accidents would come up and slow you down even more. It was truly the definition of the daily grind. It was a hard thing to do. I feel for anybody that is in that position. We put out so much energy every day. We keep so many balls juggling in the air. And we sometimes get out of balance and we feel depleted. You might be feeling like that right now, wondering how you're going to do it all. When I look back over some weeks and some months of crazy scheduling, I want to open up some champagne and have a toast to the power of sheer endurance, my power of endurance. And you know, we should celebrate those times when we realize just how well we have hung in. And here we are, we're still standing. That deserves a toast. But let me remind you that while we may feel as though we're on a treadmill, there are always ways that we can lighten our load. We can share that burden. We can share things with others. Delegate. We don't have to do everything ourselves. Sometimes we take on a whole lot more because we feel we have to, and other people around us really could be helping. And it's also important that we remember that we are surrounded by a heavenly entourage who are with us day and night, 24/7. We have angels who accompany us. Just because we can't see them doesn't mean that they aren't there. I don't know if you've given a lot of thought to angels, to those angelic beings that are around us. They're sent by Creator to help us in every aspect of our life, to make our lives a little bit easier. And they are very, very real. Many people feel it's kind of an imposition to ask them for help. But angels are there to help us. They delight in helping us. In fact, it's their mission. Creator has sent angels to be with us so that we will have an easier time of life. And they are in total obedience to Creator. And it's their will and their wish and their delight to help us and to obey Creator. You see, when we get the assistance that we need, and life goes a little bit smoother, then we feel better. We feel better about things. Our whole attitude, our whole outlook changes. It shifts. When we pull up and get that parking space right away, or we find as we're in the grocery store and it's busy and a new cashier opens up, just as we're coming into line, that makes life so much easier. When we get a surprise check in the mail, or something good happens when we're feeling overwhelmed, our response is gratitude. And what happens when we feel grateful, when we feel thankful? Oh, life is so much nicer. The sun comes out from behind the clouds. We feel physically and emotionally lifted. And we enjoy our life so much more. And that's the whole point. Creator wants for us to enjoy this life that we've come to experience. So when things are stressful or you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're faced with a challenge or a difficult situation, try calling on your angels and see what happens. I've heard the most incredible stories from people who've had help that could only have come from divine channels. It may feel a little bit funny, kind of like you're talking to the air, but if you close your eyes and you tune in, if you can do that for a minute, you may feel their presence around you, like a warm hug, like a tingle, like an embrace. They're with us. And what can be better than that? So today, call on your angels to help. Lean on them a little if you need to. They have broad shoulders and deep, deep love for you. Let's have a prayer. I give thanks for the gift of this new day, for the promise and the possibilities that it holds. I give thanks for the many blessings that I have received. Let's think about all those blessings that have come to us over the past day or week. The people that have come into our lives who have lifted us and helped us, made us laugh. Everybody for whom we are grateful. And give thanks for all the wonderful things that come to me today. I ask for loving angels to open the channel of my heart, that I would ever be grateful for the many good things in my life. Help me always to appreciate the good in my life and to shower me and all those whom I love and this whole entire planet with blessings this day. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this episode of Connection Point. Feel free to listen in the archives for other shows. They tend to be about this length, and they hopefully will uplift you in your day. Pass around the word. Let people know that these are available if you can think of somebody that would be helped by them. And I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning. Same time, same channel. Have a great day, everyone. Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect.